Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com. Stuff You Should Know is brought to you by Visa. We all have things we like to think about. Online fraud shouldn't be one of them, because with every purchase, Visa prevents, detects, and resolves online fraud. Safe, secure, Visa.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. With me is my fellow staff writer, Charles W. Bryant. How are you, Chuck?
I'm here, Josh. I'm feeling good. I'm glad to be here with you.
I'm glad you're here, too, Chuck. And I don't know if you know this or not, but as a special treat, we are trying something new here on Stuff You Should Know.
What's that?
We're actually running a recorded language module, subliminally for our listeners. So you out there in podcast land could just kick back, relax, and prepare to learn Russian without lifting a finger while Chuck and I talk about the topic of knife hunting. Do you know anything about that?
Нет.
Нет? No, good. See, it's working already. Well, let me tell you about knife hunting, Chuck, okay? Arguably, it's the fairest way to hunt. And this is based on an article I wrote, Is Knife Hunting the Fairest Way to Hunt? Which
right.
is pretty subjective, and I was a little worried about, you know, me bringing my own opinions into it, because I don't hunt.
True, but and it's kind of an open and shut case, if you ask me.
Yeah, maybe so. And luckily, though, there's a principle out there among hunters and wildlife managers. It's called the principle of fair chase.
Right, that there needs to be a balance between the hunter and the prey.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can go out and spend tens of thousands of dollars. You got your ATV, you've got your really super-duper camo, you've got your incredible scope.
Right, you're up in 30 feet up in a deer
exactly.
stand.
Exactly. There's laundry detergent that removes any odor whatsoever from you.
Right.
You can put buck lure around. There's
right.
feeding sites. There's all sorts of things you can do to an unsuspecting animal to raise your advantage
right.
to where it's not even sport any
True.
Longer. It's just blood sport or target practice
right.
with live animals, right?
Right.
Now, the principle of fair chase, as you were saying, it's basically trying to strike a balance.
Between the deer or whatever you're hunting, I guess.
It doesn't matter what you're hunting, you know? So, yeah, it applies across the board.
Right. And you can't give a deer a gun, so.
No, you can't. And frankly, I think that'd be a really bad idea after
yeah.
all we've done to them with our cars and with the hunters, right?
Right. Don't give them cars or guns, and we'll be fine.
Right. So what fairer way to hunt is there than hunting with a knife?
Right. I think that would be the only fair way to hunt. That or bare hands.
Yes. Yeah. Obviously, bare hands. Going toe-to-toe with, like, a bear. Dude, actually, you're
Good luck.
At a disadvantage.
Yeah.
You know,
there's
principle
no fair
of
chase.
Fair chase should be balanced in your favor at that point. And frankly, I mean, probably all you're wearing is a loincloth, so everything's going to hurt extra bad.
Right, a soiled loincloth at that.
Oh, definitely. So do you know much about knife hunting?
Not personally from experience, but, you know, I know you and I were talking about this a lot when you wrote the article. One thing I did want to talk about first, though, was this thing you found about internet hunting, which thankfully was shut down soon after it started. But
yeah, this is like the opposite spectrum of
the
fair
complete
chase.
Opposite. This guy in Texas launched a website where you could hunt remotely from your computer, and it was literally attached to a gun. You had a camera, and you could look out on the wild range and see something, pan over to it with your mouse, click it, and the gun would fire. And lawmakers shut that down, you know, toot sweet, thankfully.
Yeah, which is, I frankly applaud that.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently it wasn't just animal rights people, hunters as well, like sportsmen's groups were like, this has
right.
to go away, this can't be good.
Yeah, which is good to know.
Yeah, so we've got internet hunting ban. I don't think you're going to see any bans on knife hunting based on questions of fairness.
No.
And it's mostly used for wild boar.
Yeah, which is kind of, I mean, I'm no hunter, but I think that'd be kind of cool, personally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, they're about, they get up to 750 pounds.
Yeah.
6 feet long. There was one that went around on the internet, and I actually went on to Snopes, and it was verified. There was one that was, I think, 11 feet long.
Right. What was the name of that one?
They called it, like, Jurassic Pork or something
yeah.
like that. And so I was like, obviously, this is a fake. I went on to Snopes. They're like, no, we verified it. It was part of an AP article.
Right. And was that killed with a knife?
It wasn't. It was shot with a pistol. And it
with
turns out that it had been a family pet that was sold to this hunting preserve, like, 2 days before the guy shot it.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah. But so we've got knife hunting. And basically what it is you send dogs out to go run after
right.
some hogs who hide in the brush, and they are startled. They're generally tranquil, and they're not aggressive towards humans. But if you startle them, they will run.
Right.
And when they start running, you want to kind of get in between them and wherever they think they're going.
Right.
And when they get close enough, you actually push this, you know, 700-pound boar to the ground and stab it.
And stab it to death.
And it still results in the death of an animal, but right. if we're talking about whether or not knife hunting's fair, then arguably it's a lot fairer than being up in that tree stand.
Yeah, I would say if you have the fortitude to leap from a bush on top of a 700-pound pig and stab it to death, then I'm not going to get in your way.
Right, and there was this one hunt who actually, it happened in 1976 with this guy in Florida, who not only knife hunted, he used throwing knives.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'll have to forward you the link. It's pretty interesting. And while I'm forwarding to Chuck, you guys should go read Is Knife Hunting the Fairest Way to Hunt on HowStuffWorks.com. And stick around to find out what famous person celebrated her 30th birthday on July 25th, 2008, and why you should know her name right after this.
Stuff You Should Know is brought to you by Visa. We all have things to think about, like, say, what's the best site to buy a new leather jacket, or whether to buy the 3 or 6 megapixel camera. But thankfully, we don't need to think about online fraud, because for every purchase you make, Visa keeps an eye out for fraud, with real-time fraud monitoring, and by making sure you're not liable for any unauthorized purchases. How's that for peace of mind? Safe, secure, Visa.
Chuck, do you know her name?
I don't know her name.
You want me to tell you?
I know why she's famous. Go
ahead. Okay, good. Well, it's Louise Joy Brown from Manchester, England. You want to tell the people about her?
Yes, I believe she was the first person conceived in vitro, mm-hmm. which is Latin for fake baby.
Is that right?
No, it's actually Latin for within the glass.
Nice. Okay. Well, more commonly, people refer to in vitro fertilization as test tube baby making.
Right. Within the glass.
Yeah. So if you want to know all about that, all you have to do is type in how in vitro fertilization works on HowStuffWorks.com, and presto, you'll be informed.
Happy birthday.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.